Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mitch Evans Experience back with you now on a Tuesday morning as we go back to taking a look at college football previews for the upcoming 2014 season, and we'll do it with one of the newest teams in the ACC, that being Louisville, and a lot going on around the Redbirds, and we're going to talk to Lachlan McClain, who's a show host for WHAS Radio in Louisville, joining us on the waitfor.com hotline. What's going on up there in Louisville?
Good to talk to you this morning. It still feels weird to say Louisville and ACC in the same sentence, but I tell you, the fans here are about as excited as you can imagine to leave that direct conference they were in and get to a real power league. They are pretty fired up.
You know, I was going to save that for last, Lachlan, but since you brought it up, I mean, I was going to say, I imagined that the people up there, there's got to be an extra bit of excitement moving up and matching up with the likes of Miami, Florida State, Clemson, and Notre Dame.
Oh, no question, Mitch. And it's beyond just the matchups and the scheduling issues. If you're not in one of the Power Five conferences in this day and age, you're not relevant. You look at the schools that Louisville left behind in the AAC, like South Florida and UConn and Cincinnati, and they are sitting here scrambling. Their football programs are going to likely wither and die because if you're not in one of the big leagues, then you don't mean anything. So for Louisville to get in, they don't have to worry about people ripping their schedule anymore, but it ensures their continued relevance on the college landscape, and that's the biggest deal for them. But they're going to come in, and this is what people don't realize, with the biggest budget in the ACC. There's no school in that league that has a bigger athletic budget than Louisville. Florida State's in the low 90s, and Louisville has a $96 million athletic budget. So they come in, thinking that they can compete right off the jump almost across the board.
Well, they certainly can compete basketball-wise. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And then the big question is, you know, what type of move do they make football-wise with the return of Bobby Petrino? Do you miss Charlie Strong yet?
Well, from a media perspective, I don't miss him at all because the guy was absolutely horrible with the media. What we are seeing is Bobby Petrino 2.0, the new and improved version. He seems like a kinder and gentler version of himself.
Sure he is.
That remains to be seen. You know, I mean, he's saying what he needs to say to win over people. His hire was not unanimously approved here. I mean, there was a lot of skepticism. There were a lot of people who were against it. And then what happened was they had the red-white scrimmage this spring, and this starting QB threw for 542 yards in that game. And all of a sudden, we call it the amnesia game. All the complaints about Bobby Petrino went by the wayside because they're like, oh, there's going to be points on the board. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're forgiven. But he knows it. He can't just talk the talk. He's got to walk the walk, and he's got to do it for a number of years. Now, he's telling everyone he wants to finish career at Louisville, but, you know, you folks in Atlanta have heard words from Bobby Petrino before that don't mean jack. And there's a lot of skepticism, but if he can put points on the board, the animosity, people will get over it pretty quickly.
Lachlan McClain, show host with WHAS Radio in Louisville, Kentucky, joining us on the waitfor.com hotline here on 92.9 The Game as we do our college football preview, taking a look at the Louisville Cardinals. How much pressure is on Will Gardner to try and replace Teddy Bridgewater? And you talked about what happened in the red-white game, but there's still, you're filling some pretty big shoes as far as what Teddy Bridgewater was able to accomplish.
Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, there may be no player at any program in the country who's more important to his team than Will Gardner at U of L for a variety of reasons. You know, he has to replace Teddy Bridgewater. Nobody's going to step in right into Teddy's shoes and do that. But really, they got everything else back on this offense. They have all their top running backs. They have all their top receivers. They have four starters back on the offensive line, and they have a so-called offensive genius calling the plays. If Will Gardner is just decent, you know, this Louisville can win eight or nine games, but if he's not or if he gets hurt, they have no backup whatsoever. I mean, they don't have anything to back him up. So he's got to stay healthy, and he's got to play well. And if he can't, I mean, the team is going to ride or fall on how Will Gardner makes the adjustment to the collegiate level at quarterback.
We'll talk a little bit, Lachlan, just about some of the guys that he's got back, because he's got weapons on the outside and the backfield.
Yeah, well, Devontae Parker is the first guy when you think of he's a wide receiver for U of L. He could have gone to the NFL draft and been maybe a late first-round pick, certainly a second-rounder. he came back, and they're legitimately talking about a 100-catch season for him, which I hear that, and I laugh, because you're talking about 8-9 catches a game. But then again, in a Petrino offense, I mean, you throw a guy up there, a lot of times they didn't even call plays. They just threw up jump balls, and Devontae Parker just went and got him. I mean, he's the kind of this year's version of Sammy Watkins at Clemson. The guy is just can just ball. He just has athletic ability that he's never really run the routes properly. But if he starts doing that, you kind of watch out. Then in the running back, they've got Michael Dyer, who was the BCS, you know, National Championship MVP when he was the running back at Auburn. He came over, and he was bothered by an injury last year, but they got him, and they got he wasn't even their leading rusher or their starter. They got a big guy, Dominique Brown, who can move the pile. So they have a tight end who transferred in from Florida. I mean, they've got weapons at all the skill positions. The offense is not going to be the issue for Louisville. Mm-hmm. Their defense is going to be, if anything holds them back, it's going to be their defense because they lost a ton of people, and they're transitioning from a 4-3 to a 3-4 with a whole new coaching staff. So that scares people. There are going to be some shootouts for U of L football this year, which could make it fun.
Well, that's where I was going next. The defense, only four starters back, and while he does start with a clean slate, how much confidence do the Cardinals fans have in Todd Grantham, who didn't exactly coach up his players here at UGA?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, it's a familiar name for you guys, and they've gotten a bunch of those former UGA players to transfer in, Josh Harvey Clemens and a couple others. I think there's a very much wait-and-see approach with that. You know, I mean, he has the SEC cred, I guess, but I don't know how successful that stint was. Anytime you're completely changing a system, I mean, Louisville had the number one defense in the country last year, and you switch from a 4-3 to a 3-4, and they have no, and their secondary is super thin. I think there's just some Louisville fans that go, just give us a chance. Just don't give up 40, and then the offense will take it from there. That would be the mindset in a nutshell of the Cardinal fans about the defense.
When it comes to Grantham and the job ahead of him, where does he have the most work to do?
The secondary, for sure. I mean, they're recruiting JUCOs and desperately getting transfers in here. They have no safeties at all. They lost a couple to the NFL, so it's for good reason. But they're very thin back there. They're thinking about, you know, converting corners into safeties. That is their absolute number one concern as they go into camp, is finding some depth in the defensive backfield.
Well, that's interesting that you bring that up because, you know, Josh Harvey Clemens and Shaq Wiggins, who bring SEC cred in the same way that the coach does in coming from Georgia, but certainly have been two troubled kids in Athens. How much concern is there in Louisville about that, or is it something also clean slate for them?
Yeah, that's the way you look. And he brought in a lot of guys who had checkered pasts at their former, you know, schools. And at this point, it's kind of like they're just going all in on the clean slate tour. You know, I guess you just give it becomes second chance you. And the only way you do that is to have zero tolerance. So I assume those guys came in and they're just not going to have been told, as Bobby's been told, they're not going to put up with the shenanigans of the past. But, you know, Petrino's recruiting has not been particularly strong off the jump. He's got some baggage there. It's going to make him hard to get into the living room from some families. But what he has done is brought in some of the real high-profile transfers. He's got one from Texas A&M coming in as well. And they got to wait a while for those guys to get in. But that's why I'm not as sold on Petrino's immediate impact. I think his first year is going to be a little dicier than a lot of Louisville fans think. It took him a while. It took him a year to get things going at Arkansas. Even his 1 year last year at Western Kentucky was not as immediate results as people thought. I think long-term, though, he is going to get it going, and he is a brilliant offensive mind. So as long as Will Gardner doesn't get any dog-fighting issues, I think they might be okay.
Lachlan McClain with us on the WaitForIt.com hotline, host at WHAS Radio in Louisville, as we kind of dissect the Louisville Cardinals heading into the 2014 college football season. When it comes to recruiting, what kind of recruiter was Charlie Strong? I mean, obviously you're going from a defensive-minded coach to an offensive-minded coach, but when we talk about recruiting and Petrino having to go in the living rooms of youngsters and trying to convince the parents that, you know, A, he's going to still be there, and B, he's going to keep his nose clean, what kind of recruiter was Charlie Strong, and how much does Bobby Petrino have to step up to that or not?
Oh, yeah. Bobby Petrino will not be able to recruit as well as Charlie Strong. There's no question about that. Charlie was really, really good, especially he had such a base in Florida, that he was really able to go in there and get that in. And Charlie's recruiting coordinator, a guy named Clint Hurt, who ended up having some trouble with the NCAA, but he was one of the best in the business as well. And even under Charlie, Louisville's recruiting classes were lucky to be top 25, but that Bobby's not going to be able to recruit at that level. What his strength was, even in his previous stint at Louisville, when he went 41-9, it was the kind of two-star, three-star guys who end up being much, much better than that. It puts a lot of pressure on him. You've got to do identification, talent identification, coach him up type of stuff. But Louisville is not going to blow people away on the recruiting front. It's just not. It's not a strength of Bobby's before. And as you said, with all the kind of water under the bridge he's got to deal with in living rooms, it's not going to be again. But where he would probably have the advantage over Charlie, obviously, especially on the offensive end, is the ability to quote unquote coach him up.
Last thing for you, Lachlan. Along with the new coaching staff, as we discussed at the top, is entrance into a new conference. The ACC presenting a tougher schedule, and it begins with Miami at home. How does it shake out overall? What are the challenges that Petrino faces as far as schedule-wise?
And it's interesting because Louisville's gotten criticized, and deservedly so, for their horrible schedules in the Big East and in the American. Their schedule this year, even in the ACC, there's six teams on it that had four or fewer wins last year. I mean, this should be automatically a bowl team no matter what. And there's three games that they're going to be huge underdogs. They play at Notre Dame, at Clemson, and Florida State at home. Those three you kind of chalk up as losses, but they're going to either be favored or a less than a field goal underdog in every other game for the schedule. So you look at the over-under in Vegas, they set it about 8.5 for Louisville. That's about the number, and you nailed the opener against Miami is going to be the huge factor with, whether they've adopted his system quickly or whether it's going to be more of a transitional process. But this should be at minimum a 7-win team, and 8 or 9 is the upside. And if they pull off some miracle upset, which I don't think they will, then you're talking about 10.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Bobby Petrino, you can go home again. We'll see how long he stays. Lachlan McClain of WHAS Radio in Louisville, Kentucky. I appreciate you taking the time, man.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Enjoy watching from afar as the birds fly into the ACC.